The number of people seeking LASIK eye surgery has increased by nearly one-third over the course of the pandemic. That's according to the latest figures from the American Refractive Surgery Council. And the reason many people are seeking laser corrective surgery is a frustration many of us share. WBUR's Simone Rios explains.
Tom Amy is a math teacher at St. John's Prep in Danvers. After his work-from-home period ended in the fall, he began spending his days wearing a mask. Fogged-up glasses became a constant nuisance.
I noticed it, you know, almost the moment I would walk into school, between the air coming from the mask and the cold glasses and all that stuff. Not only did I fog up when I walked in the building, but then anytime I would talk to people for almost the first hour of the day, it was like immediate fogginess.
Amy's first instinct was to find a way for the mask and glasses to coexist. He and his wife tried several methods to keep his lenses clear.
At one point, we bought metal strips that went on the inside because not all the cloth masks that we bought had them. She looked up different types of, like, chemicals and stuff to try and put on my glasses to keep them from fogging, and nothing was like a cure-all solution.
So Amy pulled the trigger and got LASIK, one of several laser corrective surgeries. With LASIK, doctors remove tissue from the cornea to address conditions like nearsightedness or astigmatism. Amy says he couldn't be happier with his decision.
I was a person who couldn't see a TV without it being fuzzy from like 6 feet away. And literally the next morning I walked up, could see across the street and see like the small number 19 on the house next door. It was just unbelievable. I will not forget that moment.
The American Refractive Surgery Council, the trade group that represents LASIK practitioners, reports a nearly 20% increase in laser correction procedures from 2019 to 2021. That means it's boom time at Boston Vision.
You're going to feel some pressure.
Okay.
Your vision may dim for about 30, 40 seconds. That's okay. All expected.
Dr. Samir Melki prepares his patient, then fires up the laser. Melki says business is up 30% compared to pre-pandemic levels, and foggy glasses are a key reason.
That was quite unexpected, but that's quite annoying, and people have been driven to consider the procedure because that's been one added layer of inconvenience to what they were already experiencing with glasses and contact lenses.
Melki also cites people having more time and more money.
People are not traveling as much, so they have disposable income that they can spend on procedures such as laser vision correction. Two, recovery time. These patients think that maybe now is a good time to do it because you're recovering at home.
But laser surgery isn't for everyone. Thomas Steineman is an ophthalmologist and spokesman for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. He says while the level of risk is acceptable, it might not be a cure-all.
Your eye is no different than any other part of your body. And that's an important point, too, to make about LASIK is that it may not be one and done. I mean, there are some people that require a little touch-up or enhancement. And there are even examples of people who lose the effect over time.
And some people just dig the glasses look. Count among them Sean Painter, a barista in Danvers. As a cappuccino maker, he might not talk as much as a math teacher. But as we spoke, his glasses almost entirely fogged over. He's considered LASIK, but decided against it.
It's the kind of thing where I haven't, like, had, like, enough sort of, like, hassle with my glasses to really, like, you know, commit to that kind of thing. And, like, I also generally like the way I look in glasses.
And Painter says there's the fact that LASIK costs north of $5,000. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.